You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This next story will be discussing an issue regarding suicide. People Against Prison Aotearoa are campaigning on behalf of a prisoner who attempted suicide after being told he would be moved to a different facility. People Against Prison Aotearoa spokesperson Emily Rakete explained how the matter unfolded.
The situation is that a prisoner in Spring Hill Prison, just north of Hamilton, was told that he was going to be transferred to Wellington, more than 7 hours away from his family, which obviously upset him extremely deeply. And after his cellmate expressed concerns that this prisoner might be contemplating suicide to the prison management, they chose to put this prisoner into a solitary confinement unit, an emergency mental health solitary confinement unit. And shortly after they tried to take that prisoner out of the solitary confinement unit and to a transfer vehicle to be driven down to Wellington, the prisoner tried to beat his head against a steel pole in the prison. And after that time, he's been put back into solitary confinement. The plan is still to transfer him down to Wellington, and we're trying to prevent that from happening.
What kind of consultation do you think prisons should be having with their prisoners in regards to these kinds of matters to make sure they are safe?
Yeah, of course. It's a universally acknowledged fact that people in prison do better in their lives after prison if they can see their family members. I don't think that that is difficult to understand, even for the kind of people who run prisons in this country. If you see people who care about you, who want to see you do well, and who want to see you come out again and join them, you will do better. So it is ludicrous to me, I think, that in 2017, we're still having situations where prisoners are being shuttled across the country for no other reason than because it is convenient for some prison bureaucrat sitting in an office somewhere. It's completely a biggest belief. But I think the use of solitary confinement in this situation is one of the most concerning things. The prisoner was put into an emergency mental health solitary confinement unit, a so-called at-risk unit for mentally ill prisoners, and this is meant to have some kind of therapeutic effect. In 2016, Sharon Shalev, a United Nations human rights observer, came to New Zealand to see what our conditions of confinement were like, and she found that these so-called therapeutic units are almost identical to the punishment units used for prisoners who are too violent and dangerous to be around other people. So I think we should be extremely worried that a prisoner was given disastrous news that that was going to negatively affect his ability to be rehabilitated, and then put in solitary confinement because he reacted badly to bad news and then tried to kill himself. That, I think, is a structural failing of the New Zealand prison system to rehabilitate people, to treat people like human beings, or even to follow their own rules. If a prisoner is considered at risk, it is illegal to transfer that prisoner unless the transfer would have a positive effect on their ability to rehabilitate. That is not the situation here. This transfer would do nothing to improve this man's situation.
And so you said that this is some bureaucrat made this decision. Do you think it might be a source of overcrowding in prisons, or what other reasons could there be for this prisoner getting transferred?
Yeah, so Spring Hill Prison is famously overcrowded. In 2013, the prison was almost burnt down because the prison was very high over capacity, and prisoners were being kept in the cell for 26 hours at a time. There was a massive riot. Because, again, the people who run Spring Hill Prison are not good at their jobs, and they've shown that again with this decision, where this man is being sent across the country for no rehabilitative reason, sending him away from his family, away from his support network, where he is not going to get the opportunity to get better in solitary confinement. He's not going to get the opportunity to get better without seeing any of his family for the rest of his prison sentence. This is just a stupid call. And we've tried to reach out to the prison to have this dealt with, between advocates and prison management. We've seen emails to Chris Lightbound, the director of Spring Hill Prison, and he's ignored all of our emails. We've exhausted all of the formal channels that exist to try to get these stupid, idiotic, harmful decisions overturned.
So last time I had a discussion about solitary confinement on air, someone called up and was basically saying that these prisoners are in prison for punishment purposes. And what kind of response do you have to people who say those kinds of things, that people deserve solitary confinement?
New Zealand has been plagued by sensible sentencing trust types. forever, I'm certain. But the reality is that solitary confinement causes more crime than it prevents. So if these people are really concerned whatsoever about people who have harm done to them by others, then they want solitary confinement banned just as much as we do. Solitary confinement causes a range of mental and physical health effects, including reduced ability to socialize, reduced ability to recognize social cues, reduced ability to control violent impulses, reduced ability to distinguish between reality and fantasy. In short, solitary confinement does nothing to make sure that these people are less dangerous to others. It only creates the kind of environment which allows more harm, more crime to occur. If we're actually interested in dealing with a problem, we abolish solitary confinement. If we're interested in looking like tough guys making very cool, edgy statements that solitary confinement is good, actually, then I guess we can keep taking that kind of position. But I think solitary confinement is not a serious solution to crime.
If you or anyone you know is struggling with suicidal ideation or tendencies, please don't hesitate to seek support. Lifeline's number is 0800-543-354.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.